Good morning and welcome to the Grendene S.A. conference call to release results for the third quarter 2014. We would like to inform you that the third quarter 2014 press release is available in the investor relations site for the company, both in Portuguese and English, and that this conference call will be only in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, all participants are in listening mode only, and later we will go on to the question and answer session, at which time you will receive further instructions to participate. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. We would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at our site, ri.grendene.com.br. We have here with us the main executives from Grendene, who will also be at your disposal to answer questions. We have Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Gelson Luis Rostirolla, Vice President Director, and Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO, as well as the other executives for the company. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that statements made during this conference relating to the company's business perspectives, as well as projections, operational and financial goals, are forecasts based on the management's expectation. Such expectations are highly dependent on the domestic market conditions, the overall economic performance of the country, and international markets. We would now like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, you can proceed.
Good morning, and thank you for participating in one more conference call from Grendene to release our results. As usual, I would like to highlight the main points of our results, our view on the present moment in the market, and the company performance. As mentioned in the previous conference call, we posted an additional file called Presentation for the Conference Call to help you accompany the presentation, and that has a summary of the main figures. Before we go into the discussion of performance, I would like to draw your attention to the dividend distribution. Based on the balance measured in September 30th, 2014, and to maintain the policy that was released that foresees a participation in results, the company is anticipating the third payment of interim dividends at reference from the General Assembly approving the exercise of 2014 in an amount of 53.4 million reais paid as of November 12th, 2014, amounting to an anticipation of 124 million reais in the 9 months of 2014. The shareholders of common shares, GRND3, that are part of the company records on October 30th of 2014, the cutoff date, will have these dividends. Thus, the Grendene shares will be traded ex-dividend beginning on October 31st, 2014, in the BMF Bovespa. We would like to also remind you that for 12 consecutive years, and by far, Grendene has been a leader in footwear exports, reaching 38.6% of Brazilian exports in the 9 months of 2014. With this leadership ensured, Grendene is the footwear company of Brazil that is most sold abroad. Before we speak about the results of 2014, I would like to mention again that in October of this year, we are celebrating the 10 years of the IPO of Grendene that was held on October 28th, 2004. At that time, we distributed 1.7 billion dividends and practically increased the net equity threefold in the company. We multiplied the net profit by 2, and accrued 3.2 billion of profit in a period of 10 years that extends up to September 30th, 2014. During that period, we produced 1.72 billion pairs of shoes, 1.3 billion in the domestic market, and we exported 420 million pairs. In the domestic market, this volume on average corresponds to one pair of shoes per inhabitant per year in each year of this period. In the foreign market, leadership in exports to Brazil has been ours during this entire period. This growth was obtained through investment in fixed assets, a relatively small investment of 546 million reais, and a greater investment in marketing recorded as expenses of 1.3 billion reais. Although the investments and dividend payment was carried out, the net cash of the company discounting financial debts increased from 184 million reais, which was the balance of the IPO, to 868 million reais on September 30th, 2014. And the share price adjusted to splits increased from 10.33 reais, which was the adjusted IPO price, to 17 reais on September 30th, 2014, a growth of 64.5%. To remember these figures reinforces our convictions and confidence in our business model. To speak about the results for this period of 9 months of 2014, third quarter, we can see that as we had anticipated, the domestic economic scenario is very challenging and according to our expectations will not improve this year. Since our last result release on July 24th of this year, the expectations for economic growth, the GDP, expressed in the Central Bank Focus Bulletin this year have undergone successive reductions, dropping from 0.9 to 0.27% a year. Similarly, the results for the third quarter 2014 have complied with what we have anticipated. We have advanced very little in revenues and have continued to grow our net profit despite the expenses that referred to pre-operational initiatives and even when compared to the high standards of last year. In the accrued figures for 2014, we had a net profit of 295 million, 1.5 higher to the similar period last year, with a net margin somewhat higher of 19.8%. Gross revenues obtained in the third quarter of 730.1 million, 79.2% of the domestic market and 20.8% in the foreign market, were obtained with a sale of 43.5 million pairs in the domestic market and 11 million pairs of shoes exported at average prices 2.6% lower. And you can see this on slides 5 and 9 of our presentation. That effort to manage the trade-off between prices and volumes is ongoing. Despite this, the impact of cost increases that took place in the second semester of 13 were absorbed. Net revenues grew 0.5% and the cost of goods sold dropped 0.7% in this third quarter 2014, increasing gross margins by 0.7 percentage points. 47% in the third quarter 2013 to 47.7% in the third quarter of 2014. These figures are presented in slide 14 of our presentation, where we have broken down the variation of the cost of goods sold and the components of raw material, personnel, and reduction in general manufacturing expenses. We had an increase in raw material compared to the third quarter of 2013 of 2.3%. The cost of personnel remains stable as it is adjusted to production levels, and other production expenses had a drop of 11.6%, offering us, therefore, that enhancement in gross margin. Although we have had low growth of revenues and increase of wages and expenses in units that are not operational, the furniture subsidiary of Grandin and the Melissa Gallery that was launched in London, operating expenses went from 27.9% of net revenues in the third quarter of 2013 to 30.1% of net revenues for the third quarter of 2014, with a drop in EBIT of $114.6 million in the third quarter to $105.8 million in the third quarter of 2014, 7.7% drop, and the reduction of margin of 1.6 percentage points from 19.2% in the third quarter 2013 to 17.6% in the third quarter 2014. Once again, please watch our slide 18 in the presentation for these figures. On that slide, we can see that during that period, we had an increase in advertising of 17% compared to the third quarter of 2013, 7.7 million reais. But as we tend to say, our expenses in advertising are distributed throughout the year based on the media opportunities that we detect. And because of this, we continue to maintain our expenses between 8 and 10% of net revenues, and this will not change this year. During the 9 months of 2014, you can see that the expenses have been similar to the 9 months of 2013. Operating expenses with furniture and the Melissa Gallery amounted to $2 million during this period. Operating expenses that are recurring have had a drop of 0.4%, and non-recurrent operating expenses represent 3.2 million reais, and this is what has led to that drop in EBIT.
Just as in the first semester of 2014, the rise in the interest rate in the market has allowed the financial income to grow 28.4% in the first 9 months of 2014. Net income grew 3.2% in Q4 2014, despite the difficulties and the high basis of comparison. As I have mentioned, the growth in net income in the third quarter of 2012 was 43%, and we had 2.2% growth in the third quarter of 2013. Now, net income grew 3.2% in Q3 2014. This historic data on the profit can be seen on slide 23, where we have the income obtained since 2007 for all the third quarters of each year. Given the recessive situation and the basis of comparison for the last year, we ended the 9 months of 2014 with a net revenue that is in line with 2013 and net income which is 1.5% higher than in 2013. As regards margins, gross margins saw a drop by 1.1 percentage points and EBIT margin saw a drop by 3 percentage points. The net margin was in line with the same period in 2013. I would like to highlight what I said in the beginning of the year. Repeating the results of 2013 would be a real challenge, and we have been able to address that challenge in the first semester of 2014 and also in the first 9 months of 2014. This doesn't mean that we are happy. We still have to recover the level of our EBIT margin, which is lower this year. The fundamentals that have allowed us to gain market share with good returns are still in place. In recession periods, these fundamentals prove their value and demonstrate how Grandene was able to grow in its history, even in turbulent times. Once again, this could be seen in this quarter. With these results, operational cash generation in the first 9 months of 2014 was 474.1 million reais, 55.5% higher than in the same period of last year, of which 182.6 million were given to the payment of dividends. In the 9 months of 2014, the effect of the exchange rate was positive for 30.7 million, all of it seen in the first semester of 2014. The gross revenue from exports increased 1.9% before the effect of the exchange rate and 10.2% after considering the effect of the exchange rate relative to the first 9 months of 2013. We believe that the domestic market should grow little and the foreign markets should contribute to the improvement of our margins. At the end of the first half of 2014, we said that we expected worse margins in the second semester. The EBIT margin confirmed our expectations and dropped from 19.2% to 17.6% in Q3 2014. However, although the market has not recovered, the gross margin and the net margin grew relative to last year from 47% to 47.7% in 2014, and the net margin grew from 20.4% to 21% in the third quarter of 2014. The outlook for the rest of the year continued to be challenging. What will be positive in Q4 2014 is the definition by the government for the rate of reintegra, 3%. This was not expected, and this will be valid as of October this year. This special regime to reintegrate tax values for exporters, this is what the reintegra program is a program of the federal government that returns to exporters a percentage of foreign sales and compensates them for indirect taxes. Until the end of 2013, Grandene had a rate of 3% at reintegra, and this was not the case in the first 9 months of this year. The history shows that Grandene reacts very fast to market changes, and this was once again confirmed in this quarter. However, we are mobilized to adapt the portfolio and the costs to the economic situation, which was worse than we expected initially for the 9 months of 2014. And apparently, there should be no improvements in the short term. As we have been saying in previous years, we are going to keep our focus on strengthening our brands, on operational excellence, on having a closer relationship with sales channels, and in improving margins. The execution of our strategy is evolving, and we maintain this focus. On October the 9th, we opened another Melissa Gallery in London, this time to strengthen the brand Melissa. We now have three galleries which are strategically located in New York, São Paulo, and London to promote the brand. which continues to grow internationally. The next gallery will be established in a city in Asia to be defined. These efforts have ensured that the Melissa branded products grow in their main markets and also that they account for a representative share of Grandene's business. In the domestic market, the franchise operation of Clube Melissa has now reached 150 stores with good profitability. It has exceeded our expectations. We should surpass 200 stores, which was our initial estimation for this operation, next year. In our product portfolio, we have maintained the volume of launches and innovation. For example, we launched One by One sandals that can be worn in both feet and may be bought by unit. The colors and graphics allow a number of combinations. This design has given Grandene's designer Edson Matsu lots of prizes. As regards design, Karl Lagerfeld, Vivienne Westwood, Jason Wu, and Jay Maskery were some of the stars in the area who developed, once again, products in partnership with Grandene. In the celebrity portfolio, again, we have Ivete Sangalo, Shakira, Paula Fernandes, and other stars, including Juliana Paz. In addition to Mattel characters and Disney characters, amongst others, we now have Peppa the Pig Baby, all contributing to build our brand and to improve the perception of our brands. In the brand portfolio, we have also increased our operations. In line with our development efforts, we have negotiated a license for products branded Azalea and Dijon. This was released in a material fact yesterday. These brands will be manufactured and sold by Grandene, and they belong to Vulcabras, which is a related party of Grandene. The licensing agreement follows the price and condition standards that Grandene usually uses with other brands, characters, and celebrities, and is limited to the segment of footwear where Grandene operates and does not compete with the products which are traditionally manufactured and sold by Vulcabras, who will continue to explore its brands that it has always done. As forecast, TOG, the commercial name of our furniture operation, has begun sales this period, although it has not billed clients yet. It has backlog orders for 400,000 euro for delivery in the next few months, especially in Europe. Sales in Brazil should begin next year. Our expectation for this business is good, but as we said before, the proof of the success will come when final consumers begin to use the products and when retailers place orders again, or, as we say, there is a high turnover of products in the stores. We have been reiterating that the year of 2013 is a very high comparison base. In fact, when we analyze the first 9 months, the gross revenue of this year was the second highest obtained in the last 7 periods of each previous year and was surpassed only by the revenue in 2013. The net revenue was a record high and was above the excellent income we obtained last year. This can be seen on slides 22 and 23 of our presentation, where you can see the trends for gross revenue and net income. In fact, despite the high cash position maintained by Grandene in the last 12 months, ended on September the 30th, 2014, Grandene presented a return to shareholders, the accrued profit in the last 12 months divided by the adjusted net equity for dividends, by 23.6%, and distributed 266.4 million in dividends and generated 472.5 million in operating cash, thus increasing its cash balance and cash equivalent balance to 1,010 million reais. The results obtained in such a difficult year exceeded our expectations, which reinforces our confidence in Grendene's business model and encourages us to maintain the projections for our long-term targets established for the period 2008 to 2015. Just to remind you, this projection means that we will grow gross revenue between 8 and 12%, that is a CAGR figure, and also the net income should grow at a CAGR between 12 and 15% between 2008 and 2015. And advertising expenditures should be maintained between 8 and 10% of the net revenue. As we always say, in some years, we might grow more, we might grow less, but we believe that on average, we will be able to achieve these levels. Thank you very much, and we are going now to move to the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now go on to the question and answer session. To ask a question, please press asterisk 1. To withdraw your question, press star 2. We would like to ask you to not use the loudspeakers to ask your question so that we can have a better quality of sound. Please wait while we listen to the questions. The first question comes from Mr. Alan Cardoso from Safra Bank. Good morning, Mr. Smith. Good morning to all. I have three questions. If you could please speak in greater detail regarding what the company plans to do with the Azalea and the Dijan brands. How are you going to manage these brands? What is it that we can expect from you? This is the first question. The second question refers to marketing expenditures. You have spent less than your revenues, but nevertheless, we do see an increase in the third quarter of 2014 compared to 2013. The last question is that your gross margin has begun to expand. We had expected that your gross margin would expand as of the third quarter. What we have seen in terms of improvements, what do they represent? And besides the increases in raw material, what else has caused this increase? Thank you very much for your question. The license for the brands Azalea and Dijan, perhaps the only different thing for our business as usual is that we're going to work as a related party with Vulcabras. Our plans are underway, and we reiterate that beside the product portfolio, we have a brand portfolio as well as a portfolio of licenses and celebrities. We already manufacture with the Mormai licenses, Disney, Mattel, and others. All of these contracts are very specific. They make no investment whatsoever, and they pay a certain amount for the use of the brand,
The contract with Volca Brás is according to market prices, and this payment for use depends on the sales percentage. If we sell, we pay something. If we do not sell, we pay nothing. And this is how the other licenses operate, and this will also hold true for this brand. This brand was a market leader. When Volca Brás acquired this company, many of the market investors asked us why we had not acquired the brand, and we tended to say that the brand was not interesting. What could interest us were only these two brands, and it was not worthwhile acquiring the entire company. We now, therefore, have obtained the license and will work with that in our specific market segment. It's not the entire segment that is reached by Azalea. And what do I mean by our market segments? These are shoes that are manufactured with PVC, with injection, in a price level that is somewhat above what we have in our segment for women. And this should fill in a space that we have for specific consumers. We're not releasing our expectations of revenue, but once again, this will be part of the Grandeni normal business, contributing to maintain our growth, even in a rather unfavorable situation as we observe at present in the market. Regarding your question about marketing, we highlight that our percentage that is released as a goal between 8 to 10% of net income has to be analyzed during the year. Throughout each quarter, we have media opportunities, campaigns, and different events that vary a great deal, and there may be a greater concentration in one quarter and not the other. Once again, this is a very normal situation. When we look at the 9 months, the percentage of net revenue spent is the same, 7.1%. And we will maintain within this range. This is normal, and there are no differences. This year, for example, simply to mention an event, we had the World Cup. Our products, once again, are not very linked to sports in general. Many of our brands are not linked to sports, and we spent less in marketing during the second quarter than in the third quarter. It's simply a tactical approach that we use for advertising. The last question refers to margins. What has happened according to our expectations? Raw material prices have remained stable throughout the year. There was an increase in 2013, a few changes this year, but without greater increases. At the beginning of the year, our margins were compromised because of the breakdown of the economy that was much greater than we expected. And because of this, we had to make adjustments in our structure, lagging behind what was happening. During the year, we reduced the expenses. Expenses with personnel are fully in line, and other production expenses had a significant drop. And why do we have these? We have raw material losses, intermediate material, power, transportation. That is to say, all of those factors that represent other manufacturing expenses. What we hope at present, if there are no further surprises, is that we will maintain our gross margins and we may be able to have a slight increase in gross margins. The question that refers to EBIT, the Melissa Gallery has begun its operations in London, and this means we will no longer have those pre-operational expenses. The furniture operation will begin billing once again we have a backlog in orders, but it will take some time until this operation gets to a break-even point, and for some time, the expenses for Grandeni will be minor during that period of time. These are our expectations. Once again, we cannot expect margin improvements due to an increase in volumes. It is very difficult to expect a growth in volumes to such a point that it will dilute our costs. What we have to do is what we have been doing, adjusting the products in our portfolio, seeking manufacturing efficiency, controlling expenses, and so forth. Basically, this is what we are doing. Thank you very much for your answers.
Our next question comes from Mr. Leonardo Abud from SET Investments.
Good morning, Schmidt. Good morning to all. I have a question relative to your guidance, and especially as regards net income. I see that the revenue is more or less in line with the guidance, but the net income is trending downwards. What do you think in terms of revising the guidance or maybe giving a guidance for a longer term? Do you think it is possible to adhere to the current guidance? How do you see that, given that the volume of sales is not expected to increase? So where will this increase in income come from?
We have to consider two aspects here. First, we always insist on the fact that our guidance is for the whole year. Although we make comparisons quarter on quarter, 9 months with 9 months, our expectation is that the figures should be valid for the whole year. If we look at the last 9 months since 2008, the net income is in a basic value, is the basic value, the floor of the guidance. What do we forecast going forward? I said in the press release that it depends on the economy, on how the economy is going to pan out. If the economy deteriorates further, there is a risk that at the end of 2015, we will be outside that range. But we don't expect that to happen. However, we have to admit that this risk exists. If the economy continues as is, growing slowly with the exchange rate and inflation at these levels, we believe we will be able to achieve what we set out. As I said before, the guidance is for the long term, and it's now for the short term because most of the period has elapsed. There's just 1 year to go, the year of 2015 and the fourth quarter. In the beginning of this year, we said that we were not going to change the guidance, that after the elections, we would discuss this matter. Today, we don't have a lot of visibility, and nobody has, actually. Nobody has visibility about what the economy is going to be like next year, the exchange rate, which is important for us because of our export markets. Yesterday, the dollar went to 2.51. This is good news for us. But is that going to be it? It dropped today. So these things affect our bottom line. The growth of the economy, I mean, if it grows very, very little, it shouldn't impact us. But there are some pessimists who say that there might be a decrease in the GDP by the end of next year. And in that case, things would become even more difficult. As regards the export market, we export to two major partners of Brazil. And, for example, Venezuela and Argentina, they have been performing very poorly. We don't sell a lot to them, but of course, a drop in sales in those countries has to be set off by sales in other countries. So whatever drop in sales happened in Argentina was offset by sales in other markets. If Argentina and Venezuela weren't performing so badly, we would have done better. It is difficult for us today, therefore, to make forecasts for the period after the elections. Elections are going to be held on Sunday, and then we will need some more time to understand a little bit of what's going to happen next year, and I hope that in some time things will become clearer. Thank you very much.
We would like to remind you that to ask a question, you only need to press star 1. Our next question is from Mr. Fernando Funky from Rio Bravo. Good morning, Mr. Smith. Good morning to all. I would like to hear a retrospective on the market share evolution, especially comparing Grandene with Alpargatas. Evidently, when we're speaking about PVC or rubber shoes, I remember that in 2011, 2012, you had specific gains over Alpargatas simply because they did not have a new plant. Now that this plant has come into operation, they are stating that their market share has progressed. As the market slows down, they have increased their volumes. It is true that you have also had gains, but perhaps lower than those of Alpargatas. If you could perhaps speak about my impressions with greater color. Thank you. As far as I know, Alpargatas has not released their results for the 9 months. Until the first semester, the growth of Havaianas in the domestic market was nil. We had a drop, and we accompanied the market drops. Evidently, there was a market share gain during this period for Alpargatas, as they had started from nil and we had a drop once again with the market slowdown. As in previous years, we had had great increases in market share. We deemed this to be very natural. Some of the clients that we already had purchase less during this year. The estimates for drop in the footwear market in the first semester was of 6% for the domestic market, and these estimates are not broken down by footwear category. There is a survey carried out, and
Once again, and there is an estimation for the market as a whole. There are other institutes that carry out this survey per brand. What we have observed up to present through one of the institutes that carries out this survey, Kantar, for example, shows us that there has been no market share deterioration in any of the Grandini brands. I recall that the competition of Grandini with Alpargatas Sao Paulo took place in the flip-flops. Our brand Ipanema competes with the Havaianas brand, once again, only in the flip-flop segment. And the Ipanema brand, for us, represents approximately 20% of our revenues. And given that Alpargatas Sao Paulo publishes or releases its results, the Havaianas represents 50 to 60% of their revenues. This comparison, therefore, is very limited to these figures. What I do recall is that Epidema is a brand that was launched in 2001 when we came into the market, a market that was completely dominated by Havaianas until that date. From then onwards, and based on the estimates published for the footwear business, Ipanema has grown to approximately 25% market share. That is to say, going from 0 to 25%, and Havaianas has had a drop from 65% that it had at the beginning of the year 2000 to 45% market share. And this is a situation that will maintain itself. It's not something that has happened in the last 2 years. Ipanema is a brand that is 14 years old, and during that period it has gained significant market share. In the last 3 years, our volume growth was of 48% above the growth of the market, which means that we have also gained in market share. During the 9 months and third quarter, we will have to await the results of Sao Paulo Alpargatas. What we do know is that the entire footwear business has had a drop. There have been reductions in consumption. We have been able to grow somewhat, not a considerable growth. And once again, we are unaware of the Alpargatas performance during this period. Thank you very much.
To ask a question, please press star 1. The conference call, the Q&A session of Grandini SA is now ended. I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. I would like to end this conference saying that the results of 2014 have been satisfactory given the situation in Brazil, and the adjustments that we have made are now making effect. We have been able to consistently deliver profits. We have a very good cash position. We have been paying out dividends. And these have been the highlights of Grandini, which we want to preserve. We will spare no efforts to do it, irrespective of the economic situation.
the investments in consolidating brands and in improving the relationship with distribution channels, the improvement in manufacturing processes, the development of products will continue. These are the main points of focus for the company in 2014. We are going to gear special efforts to recover the margins. Thank you all very much for listening to this conference call of Grendene S.A. The conference call of Grendene is now ended. Thank you very much for participating. Have a nice day, and thanks for using Chorus Call.